This is Ozarks at Large. Data from a recent report published by the Northwest Arkansas Council shows diverse populations have increased in the region from making up less than 5% of the total population in 1990 to nearly 30% in 2019. Nowhere is that more evident than Springdale, where more than half the population of the city is now made up of non-white residents. But a person of color has yet to be elected to a city government role. That could change this election cycle, as three candidates of color are running for positions on the city council. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek reached out to those candidates and their opponents, and she brings us this report.
Mayra Carrillo is running to represent Ward 1, Position 2 in the upcoming Springdale City Council elections. She's originally from Mexico City, but has lived in Springdale since 1995 and became a U.S. citizen in 2010.
And one of the reasons why I'm running is because I have seen the lack of diversity in the city council. And I tell people this story, it's the faces of COVID that we all went through, right? Where you're just kind of sitting with yourself, with your thoughts, what am I going to do with this energy that I have? And I thought, why not run for city council? Like, why not help my community inside the city council?
According to data published by the Northwest Arkansas Council this past March, the population of Springdale grew by 15% from 2010 to 2019 and is expected to increase by an additional 7% by 2024. The Hispanic population grew by nearly 3% during that same time period and is expected to grow another 3% in the next 4 years. The Marshallese population has also grown from about 5% in 2010 to nearly 7% in 2019 and is expected to near 8% in 2024. But Carrillo says the current makeup of the Springdale City Council doesn't reflect the change that's taken place in the city in the last two decades.
And the city council is just mainly men, mainly white men, two females. And if you look around the city, there's a lot more diversity than that. And a city council is supposed to represent the people in the city. And I don't think they're doing that so well.
Carrillo, who works in human resources, believes a diverse city council can create a more comfortable and inviting space to get more residents involved in the city's decision-making process.
When I go into a clinic and I see someone that speaks my language, I know I will be heard. I know someone will understand what I need done. So when you're speaking about someone that represents a city, and then you see them, A, as immigrant like myself, a woman, then you're like, oh, okay, so she can understand me, or he, or whoever, but it feels like there's a more of a connection.
Carrillo says the city council also had an opportunity to express its support for the Marshallese and Latino communities during the height of the COVID-19 outbreak in Northwest Arkansas this spring and summer by issuing a mask mandate, but chose to go with the resolution instead. Both groups have been disproportionately impacted by the pandemic.
The Latino and the Marshallese community is big here. So this is an opportunity to take care of your people.
Diversity is only one part of Carrillo's campaign. She says she also wants to improve infrastructure in the city, especially sidewalks.
Anytime I talk to someone, is like, can we work on these sidewalks? Springdale is a big city, and a lot of the neighborhoods do have sidewalks, but they do not connect you to a different place. People should be able to walk safely, either to work because their car doesn't work, or maybe they don't even have a car, or to the store that might be a couple blocks away.
Carrillo's opponent in the race for Ward 1 Position 2 is Randall Harriman.
I am running as a pro-police, pro-economy. I want to build business in Springdale. I want to attract new residents.
Harriman was born and raised in Springdale.
Lived my whole life there. I graduated Springdale High School. Went to the U of A. I've got a degree in business education. I was actually going to be a business teacher. But one thing led to another. I got into banking, and once I got in, it was hard to get out.
Harriman says he already volunteers for a number of nonprofit boards, so serving on the city council would be a continuation of his involvement in the community.
I'm currently on the NWAC Foundation Board, Business and Industry Training Foundation Board, Mayor's Prayer Breakfast Committee. I'm an ambassador for the Chamber for Springdale. Formerly was on the board of the Art Center of the Ozarks. I served there for quite a while. I'm a member of Rotary International. I serve as a deacon at church. So community service is a huge part of my life.
He believes the biggest issue facing Springdale is the city's rapid growth.
We're on the pace to become the second largest city in Arkansas very soon. With that comes the need for infrastructure, you know, not just roads, but we got police, fire, water, sewer, new lots, subdivisions, multifamily.
Aside from budgeting and planning for future needs, Harriman says the city should also invest in ways to keep Springdale residents from spending money in other cities. Recent sales tax revenue reports for Northwest Arkansas show that while Bentonville, Rogers, and Fayetteville all lost sales tax revenue during the pandemic, Springdale saw some growth.
The reason we have a increase is that the people stayed in Springdale and spent their tax dollars in Springdale. They didn't go to the restaurants in Bentonville because they're closed. They didn't go to the restaurants in Fayetteville or the bars in Fayetteville. They were closed. They stayed here. They bought groceries and they stayed home. And our revenue went up.
Much of the growth that's been taking place in the city is largely due to the diverse populations moving to the area. And Harriman agrees the city council should reflect that diversity. He says if he were elected, he'd look to find ways to encourage more residents from different backgrounds to get engaged in local government.
You know, I talk about this roundtable concept to bring in business owners, community leaders, to talk to them about the issues and the successes that are going on in the city right now. You know, I've been talking about an ambassador type position as well for the city, to be able to be a link in between the Marshallese, the Hispanic community, you know, because we need to hear from them and we need them to come to the table and let us know what's going on.
But Mayra Carrillo says that while white allyship is valuable, it's not the same as her lived experience as a Mexican-American woman.
Yes, you can get translators and you can get ambassadors. But if we're not part of the conversation, if we're not part of the table that gets to make all those decisions, that you're not really paying attention to us. You're not really letting us speak. You're not really listening to us.
Like Carrillo, Kevin Flores, who is running for Ward 2 Position 2, is an immigrant. Flores moved from El Salvador to the U.S. as a first grader. He says he exemplifies the modern Springdale story.
Really, what brought us here was just the influx of a lot of immigrants moving to Northwest Arkansas, the booming of the economy in the region, and just, you know, looking for a better and more stable life. And so I moved here in first grade in 1995, and I went through the entire public school system. I had a lot of people in the community invest not only in me, but in my siblings as well. While my single mother worked 14-hour jobs at a local poultry plant.
Flores says his family struggled, but they were surrounded by a community that supported them. He went on to serve 6 years in the Marine Corps before attending Fordham University in New York City and returned to Northwest Arkansas in 2016 to go to law school. Now, Flores is an attorney running for city council in the community that helped shape him.
I just want to participate in the process, and I just want to give back to the community in this very local and a very crucial level of government.
And he says there should always be room for diversity and inclusion in any organization.
I naturally bring that to the table by being 32 years old. If I'm elected, I'll be the youngest member of council. I'm also Hispanic, and I'm an immigrant too. But that being said, that's not why I'm running.
Flores says he's running because he's qualified for the position and wants to play a role in future decisions made by the city concerning issues of infrastructure and the economy. He believes the city should be planning for when it becomes home to 100,000 residents right now, not when it reaches that milestone.
I think that leads to more investment, you know, if you have the proper infrastructure in an area, which leads to more revenue for a city. And in turn, a better quality of life for everybody. And just playing catch up to the Bentonvilles and Fayettevilles and assuring that we're not left behind.
And by that, Flores means a continued investment in downtown Springdale.
the general population, in my opinion, is now starting to embrace our identity in downtown. Our downtown is got a lot of potential, a lot of room for growth.
In August, the city and the Walton-backed Runway Group broke ground on a four-story apartment complex with commercial space on the ground floor. The Downtown Springdale organization is also moving forward with its plans to establish an arts district, and the city's future includes the expansion and renovation of Luther George Park.
We just have to continue fostering this growth, and I believe just assure that it's an easy place for investment. For either investors within Springdale or outside the city.
And Flores adds, it helps to have a variety of life experiences at the city council table.
My experience within the city of Springdale is different than any member on the council. It's not better. It's not worse. It's just different. And I want to leverage on that and move us forward.
Flores is running against incumbent Rick Evans, who's been on the Springdale City Council for 22 years. Evans did not respond to our requests for an interview. Mark Fougeroos, who is running for Ward 4, Position 2, also declined our request for an interview. His opponent is Derek Van Vost, a former football and track coach for Springdale, who says he decided to run for office after the pandemic shut down his business.
But people in our city are starving. People in our city are about to start freezing, and we have people who are dying in mass numbers, and it's not even, nobody even cares. And then when I started looking into it, I realized that our leaders didn't represent our city. They did, by first glance, okay? So then I started watching city council meetings, and I realized, like, those guys are so far away. Now, I'm not going at them, but they're just so far off from everybody else.
He says there were only two options.
Either I'm going to do something about it, I'm going to shut up.
That something doesn't necessarily mean winning the seat. Van Vost says he's also using his campaign to reach out to Springdale's diverse communities, to encourage people to vote, and to find ways to help others.
To feed the community and clothe the community, which we've done so much of. I don't know if you've been following, but I've used that platform. So I knew I had until November 3rd to use my voice and my platform to get that done. And we've already done that. So I've already won.
And he sums up his platform this way.
I could talk about infrastructure all day long. I could talk about a platform. We can do that. That's not a problem. But until we start bringing people together and caring about human beings and being respectful, have common courtesy, compassion, gratitude, humanity, we can build the most beautiful city in the world. But we're not going to do anything but burn it down. You see? So until we start bringing people together, it's all for nothing.
Van Vost says the city needs to play a role in lifting up all of its residents, and that starts with having intentional conversations.
I spent so much time on getting community leaders together, right? So we're all together now, and we're working on things together, right? And so, again, I'm coming in with questions, not answers, okay? The key was to get all the community leaders together. Now the community has a voice. Whether I win or not, you have the leaders who've came together, the Latinx community, the Marshallese community, and even some of the Black leaders, you know, have come together. So now, and a lot of the white people too.
On his campaign Facebook page, Mark Fougeroos describes himself as a Christian blue-collar worker, Navy veteran, conservative, and a longtime resident of Springdale who is seeking a position on the city council to represent all law-abiding citizens. Van Vost and Fougeroos had both been running against incumbent city council member Kathy Jaycox until she dropped out of the race last month after deciding to move to a different ward this January. However, Jaycox's name will remain on the ballot, as it's already been certified, which means the election for Ward 4, Position 2 is still a three-way race. If Jaycox gets the most votes, the city council will have to fill the seat as a vacancy once she moves away. State law says if the time between the vacancy and the next general election is longer than 1 year, the council has to appoint a new member or call a special election. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
Two candidates are also running for Ward 3, Position 2. They are Jeff Watson and Tyler Smalling. Springdale is divided into four wards, each with two seats on the council. To run for a seat in a particular ward, a candidate must live there. However, all voters in the city get to vote in all the city council races, not just the voters who live within a particular ward.